Pokemon Go exposed for harvesting players' data. So, did you guys hear about this? That Pokemon Go's developer, Niantic, is using player data to train AI that could power map roaming robots. According to Niantic's blog post, Pokemon Go's players have been helping train machine learning models for a while now. So this is not nothing they're planning. It's been happening. Now, you know me, I look at the numerology, and Pokemon equals 33, which is the highest level in the secret society, the Scottish Rite. We see it on the double-headed phoenix. It's also the number of the fake reality, and that's what they're building, a fake reality. Social media is 33, also being used to harvest our data, as well as Minecraft, another game they're stealing our data with. And you see 33 ties into that real energy, so it's connected to the energy harvest, and also 29. 29 equals 33, which the number 29 is the number of the Antichrist. And this gets into their Antichrist beast system. It's to roll out the smart city, the smart grids, these robots that will be in every smart city across America. Right now, you got a human behind the robot controlling it. But with this technology, they'll be able to drop these robots off like this with a helicopter, and it'll be AI controlling AI, robots controlling robots, getting rid of the human in the equation. They've already stole the data to do it. It's already been trained. And what they're saying is Niantic, the developer behind the popular mobile game Pokemon Go, announced last week that it's building an AI model to map out the physical world. This large geospatial model would utilize data collected from players to achieve spatial intelligence, the company said in its blog post. Pokemon Go first released in 2016, guys. Well, look at that number in numerology. Drop the zero, holds no value, 216, which is 6 times 6. Times six, and this is all part of that Antichrist beast system. Imagine this robot chasing you when they finally do start rounding people up for their FEMA camps. Now, when Pokemon Go first released in 2016, it's an augmented reality game where players use their mobile phones to find and catch virtual Pokemon in the real world. In the game, which has had more than 600 million downloads since its release, players can also collect items at Pokestops and battle at gyms, which are both located in the real world landmarks. Now, you see this drone right here that looks kind of like a balloon, a tire. This thing can deliver payloads or bombs. Imagine an artificial intelligence releasing thousands of these in a city. And everybody that's on that kill list, you're running and this thing's coming right up to you, hit you, boom. That's the end of you. A lot of these robots that they have now, Boston Dynamics is rolling out, DARPA's rolling out. Again, they have human operators, but with AI, that's what they're doing right now. They're moving it all over to artificial intelligence, so there won't be a human no more. And who is behind these companies, Boston Dynamics and DARPA? Well, guess who it is? It's Alphabet, which is ultimately Google. And who owns the biggest stake in Google? BlackRock. BlackRock and Vanguard. You guessed it. Who owns the biggest stake in Niantic? Who owns Pokemon Go? Alphabet and Google, which is BlackRock. You always find BlackRock behind all these companies. And look at that robot. Did you see the eight-pointed star in the center there? That silver eight-pointed star? Well, that's the Star of Babylon. So they're showing you their allegiance in the symbolism on these robots too. But Jade Helm, Operation Jade Helm, it came out in 2015, the military operation, a year before Pokemon Go released. That's when they were shutting down the Walmarts and people said they were opening up FEMA camps underneath the Walmarts. Remember that, guys? Well, that was the rollout of AI in the military. They're always 30 years ahead of the public. So if they give us AI in 2021, you better believe they had it 30 years prior to that. And they're giving us the oldest version of it. Now, check out this timeline of Pokemon Go that I put together, which is tied to mind control of our children. Check this out.
So let's talk about the Pokemon phenomenon. From early programming to AI data harvesting, when Pokemon first launched, it seemed like an innocent franchise built to entertain children with cartoons, video games, and trading cards. However, the Pokemon franchise can be seen as a carefully designed tool to condition young minds and collect data under the guise of entertainment. Let's break down the timeline of Pokemon's evolution and its connection to programming the masses in AI data collection. So, the origin of Pokemon, a cultural infiltration. The Pokemon cartoon came out in 1997. This was a year after the video game. Release date, April 1st of 1997, April Fool's Day. Where it aired? Tokyo, Japan. On Tokyo TV, Pokemon debuted as a children's anime.
Created by Satoshi Tajiri and Ken Sugimori, produced by Nintendo and Game Freak, it quickly gained traction in Japan for its unique concept of capturing and training creatures, embedding themes of control and hierarchy in the younger audience. The infamous Electric Soldier episode aired December of 1997, causing seizures in over 600 children due to the flashing lights. I believe it was a covert experiment in neuroprogramming of mass mind control. And that was episode 38, guys. 38 is on the cover of Murder by Numbers, Murder, Death, all equal 38 in Gematria. It's a number associated with death and mass mind control. The video game's Interception, it first released in 1996. The release date was February 27th of 1996. The platform, Nintendo Game Boy. The original Pokemon game was Pokemon Red and Green, and then Blue, later released for international markets. Where did it release? In Japan. Before the anime aired, the games introduced children to an interactive environment where they assume the role of trainers programmed to catch them all, a mantra subconsciously conditioning materialistic and obsessive behaviors. Key themes in the game: collection, obsession, encourage repetitive dopamine-driven behaviors to complete the Pokédex. The battles reinforce competitive hierarchy, normalizing animal-like combat scenarios. Trading introduced early peer-to-peer digital exchange, foreshadowing today's blockchain and data sharing technologies. The anime goes global. The release date in the U.S. was September 8th of 1998, and that's the same day that Star Trek first released, but in 1966, which programmed everybody for the alien agenda. The Pokemon cartoon took the world by storm. With its release in the United States, the anime was accompanied by the infamous theme song, Gotta Catch 'Em All, a catchphrase embedding consumer values and behaviors into the young minds globally. Then we had the trading card game. That was 1996 in Japan and 1999 worldwide. While the video games and the anime captured attention digitally, the trading card got them hooked physically, teaching them early forms of resource management, deck building, and strategic thinking, all while driving profits. Pokemon Yellow released in 1998, and it released as an enhanced version of Red and Blue. It encouraged players to bond with their virtual Pikachu, increasing emotional attachment to a digital avatar, a precursor to today's parasocial relationships with AI and virtual influencers. Now let's discuss the progression of Pokemon video games across consoles. Pokemon has been systematically integrated into every major Nintendo console, ensuring its presence in the lives of successive generations of children.
Game Boy Advance, that was 2002. Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire introduced deeper storylines and more advanced mechanics, embedded environmental themes, subconsciously pushing the global narrative about climate change. Then Nintendo DS released in 2006. Pokemon Diamond and Pearl added online connectivity, exposing children to the globalized multiplayer system while paving the way for real-time data collection. Nintendo 3DS 2013, that was a big one, and 20 plus 13 is 33. So that was Pokemon X and Y. It brought the 3D graphics, further immersing players into an augmented reality. The game subconsciously encouraged characters' customization, preparing users for a future where virtual avatars dominate online identities. Then we had Nintendo Switch 2017. Pokemon Sword and Shield introduced open world exploration, hinting at a future where AI-driven mapping systems akin to Pokemon Go. And Pokemon Go, that released a year prior in 2016, which 216, you drop the zero, it has no value. 6 times 6 times 6 is 216, and that's the base for the B system, what they're doing, mapping everything out. The accumulation of decades of programming manifest in Pokemon Go, released in July of 2016, developed by Niantic, a company with ties to Google, and its mapping projects. Pokemon Go used augmented reality AR to gamify real-world exploration. On the surface, it seemed like harmless fun, but a closer look reveals a darker agenda. Guess who owns Google? Alphabet Inc., Google's parent company. As of February 2024, BlackRock owned approximately 356.9 million shares of Alphabet Inc., representing about 6.2% ownership of the company. Go figure. BlackRock also has ties to DARPA, another military agency, especially when it comes to the robots. The hidden agendas in Pokemon Go: data collection. Players provided real-time GPS data, which Niantic collected and fed into an AI-driven mapping system. This turned millions of players into unwitting contributors to global geolocation database. Number two, social engineering. Pokemon Go encouraged players to congregate at specific locations, essentially programming human behavior in real time. The potential for this technology to manipulate public gathering and protests cannot be overstated. When they needed an area mapped, they would put a Pokemon there and send them there to map it out. Number three, AR normalization. The app subtly familiarized users with augmented reality interfaces, a key step towards mass adaptation of AR technology and eventually integration with wearable AI devices. From its inception, Pokemon has served as a vehicle for normalization, behavioral conditioning, encouraging obsessive collection, competition, and hierarchy from young ages, globalization, familiarizing children with interconnected multiplayer systems under the guise of entertainment. AI training, using Pokemon Go to crowdsource massive amounts of geospatial data for their AI-driven surveillance system. And now we see they're admitting this. What started as innocent franchise has evolved into a sophisticated system for programming and data collection. Pokemon conditioned children for decades, preparing them for a world dominated by augmented reality and AI-driven technology. Now with Pokemon Go, the franchise has moved from programming the individual to programming society at large, harvesting behavioral and geospatial data to feed the ever-growing intelligence of their artificial system. From my perspective, Pokemon Go is more than a cultural phenomenon. It's a case study in how entertainment can be weaponized for control. The truth is hidden in plain sight, but only us with eyes to see connect the dots.
digital age where the truth gets thinner. Are you a player or just background filler? Walking through life like it's all preset, controlled by a force we never met. D-Waves quantum leap in the shadows, it creeps. Are we free or tethered in digital dream? Puppet strings pulled by an unseen hand.